Moving on now, the British government has reached an agreement with the European Union on a mechanism to block unwanted EU legislation. A government source says the agreement will ensure that national parliaments' voices are heard loud and clear in Brussels. And now the deal needs to be agreed to by all EU member states. It meets one of Prime Minister David Cameron's four main reform targets for EU membership. European Union President Donald Tusk is set to unveil a draft proposal for the new settlement with Britain later Tuesday. The UK is bracing itself for a referendum on the EU exit this year. The issue has long been a contentious topic in Britain in recent years. Well, Professor of Binary Economics Rodney Shakespeare joins us now to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Shakespeare, welcome to the program. First of all, let's talk about this recent agreement reached between the British government and the EU, which is envisaging a mechanism to block unwanted EU legislation.
It is a mechanism which will force reconsideration of legislation, but will not necessarily stop it. It is an improvement, and it introduces an element of democracy, and Cameron will claim that. At the same time, there's going to be some way towards the British demand for a restriction on welfare benefits to migrants from the EU. But at the same time, the two great big issues which are forcing Europe apart are not being addressed in any way at all, either by Europe or by the UK. Number one is the unemployment. 12% officially in Europe, and then 20-25% amongst young people, and 65% amongst young people in the south of Spain. And the other big issue smashing Europe apart, which is not being addressed at all and is deliberately being made worse by Cameron, is, of course, the support for Wahhabism and Saudi Arabia, which creates the Daesh, which creates the flux of people who are fleeing for their lives. Now, I don't think the people of the UK are going to be taken in by Cameron saying, there you are, we've improved the situation, democracy at last. Because the two great big issues are simply not appearing at all in discussions between Cameron and Tusk, between the UK and Europe. And if they don't appear in those discussions, then the political pressures to withdraw from Europe, which are increasing in not just the UK, but in France and in Spain and in Italy, those pressures, and Poland, those pressures will increase.
Mr. Shakespeare, one of Prime Minister David Cameron's major main reform targets for EU membership has been mostly covered in this recent agreement. Still, three more main targets remain. How much bargaining power does Britain have in all of this? Or in other words, how important is it for the EU to keep Britain in it?
You mentioned the four targets that Cameron has. One is the one we've just been discussing. The next one is the welfare benefit. The third one is rather key. It is, in fact, he wants to preserve the relationship and the particular position of the UK pound. Now, nine countries out of 28 now are not part of the euro, and they fear that effectively that the currency will be sort of banned in Europe. And Cameron has got to protect that. So the deepening of Europe has not really been stopped. And at the same time, as I've said, the big issues are not being addressed. So there's a long way to go, but Cameron's going to attempt to bamboozle the British public by saying that a huge advance has been made. It has not been made, and neither Cameron nor Europe is addressing the real issues, though they're basically trying to keep the situation as it is and pretend that nothing really substantial is going on.
All right, thank you very much, Professor of Binary Economics Rodney Shakespeare, joining us from the British capital, London.